other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday, the fifth day of February 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and then I'll be back live on Super Bowl Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The only day we're not live is Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for joining us. Damon Vickers, top analyst and broker and researcher on the economy, will be joining us to talk about what's happening in commodities, with gold plunging, along with many other commodities, the stock market plunging, where he thinks that is going, as well as Bob Chapman in the third hour, another expert on the economy. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, will be joining us to track that as we do every Friday in review. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 30 minutes before airtime, we made an amazing discovery, and I went and checked it out and vetted it for myself. They are correct. I found reports on WRAL-TV. I found an AP article on it, as well as a CNBC article dealing with it. But the folks that connected the dots were Bungalow Bill's blog. Obama picks MIAC report governor to serve on Advisory Council for Defense and National Security Issues, Council of Governors. They're only picking 10 governors to be pet minions for the federal takeover. We're going to be breaking this down today. And look at who they picked. And I went through all these governors. They're all bad news globalists. Of course, Nixon continued to, at some levels, criticize the MIAC report, but not enough, in my opinion. Some of the people in the State House in Missouri did stand up against it, but it turned out it was only a version of the document written up by the feds. And, of course, the federal master document months later was also leaked to us. It was less than a year ago that Missouri Highway Patrolman faxed the Alex Jones Show a copy of J. Nixon's Modern Militia Movement Report. The MIAC report issued by Missouri governor took Tea Party images and turned them into themes of domestic terrorism. If you're pro-life, a patriot, believer in the Second Amendment and the Constitution, J. Nixon's report claims you are a suspect of domestic terrorism. So we're going to be breaking down what really goes on in the Council of Governors today. Obama extends power to governors. Obama expands federal power over the states with executive order. PDD 51 and the new executive order give Obama dictatorial power. We have the cybersecurity czar taking over the internet. It has come out 3 months ago that Obama plans to sign the secret UN copyright internet treaty, which effectively ends freedom on the web. Time Magazine, Newsweek are all calling for internet IDs to be able to get online, even worse than what China has. Australia, Italy are already enforcing unbelievably draconian internet censorship and control. It's all really happening. And Obama can't get the Senate to pass his greenhouse gas tax takeover heist, and so he's going to the states and the cities to do it. Tyranny is in full swing, but if we identify it, get the word out against it, we can shoot down the New World Order agenda. That is coming up along with a ton of other incredibly important news militarily, economically, our national security, our sovereignty. Very important broadcast today on this Friday edition, right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fifth day of February 2010. Again, thank you for joining us today. Damon Beckers, break down what's happening with the economy coming up next hour. And then, of course, Bob Chapman with his weekly visit with us. Weekend review with the economy. Market crash if U.S. policies continue, says Dick Bove. This is CNBC. We're going to be going over that. Also, global stocks at three-month low as Treasury and dollar rally. But you notice the dollar goes up, gold goes down. Dollar goes down, gold goes up, bouncing up and down. But gold over the last year, the last 2 years, the last three, the last six, it is a continual climb because of devaluation of world currencies. And you see last week, George Soros coming out saying gold bubble will pop, and we know they're in there manipulating it through the central banks. The question is, will they be successful and for how long? Because market fundamentals are in play here. And every economist we talk to says there's no way in the long run they're going to be able to suppress gold. Look how many times they've tried. What, they drove it down last year to $900, shot back up to $1,100 and something. They are trying, ladies and gentlemen. As for me, I continue to be bullish, 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 bullish on gold. I've never sold gold. I bought at $265 an ounce, or gold I bought at $600 or $800 or $1,000. I bought silver at $5 an ounce. I didn't sell it when it went to $18. It's like a squirrel burying nuts. You can't trust fiat currency. We'll be breaking all of that down today. A very important report up on prisonplanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson titled, Investigation Chief, Swine Flu Pandemic Was a Hoax. And that is what the 47-member Council of Europe Health Department has found and what he is finding. This is a pretty important news story. I hope we had him on the show. I hope people get this out to everybody because they're going to be back next year with new hoaxes unless we break their back, unless we expose these frauds. I mean, I hear Dr. Dean Adell every week in Austin when I tune into him because he comes on before me on Sundays. We've had Dr. Dean on before. I want to get him back on. I hear him saying we should arrest people that don't take shots. You should sue anyone that doesn't take the flu shot because they endanger your family. Well, wait a minute. If you've taken the mercury-laced, cancer virus-laced, RNA-laced, Guillain-Barré-generating shots that their own inserts say can cause neurological disorders, Guillain-Barré, death, sterilization, reduced fertility, all sorts of different autoimmune disorders. I mean, if you're taking that, then why should I have to? You're protected. You're protected from a flu that's killed. I saw one number of 11. Now it's lower than 11% of what the regular seasonal flu killed this year. I mean, we're talking about a joke virus. But the media's had headlines like 37% of America tested positive with the H1N1. Yeah, and thousands of other viruses. What do you think's floating around everywhere? What do you think's in your guts, in your blood, in your brain? Viruses, bacteria, they're everywhere. We know the cure is a lot worse than the disease, but this is a big deal. Investigation Chief, swine flu pandemic was a hoax. Council of Europe chair says pharmacological companies conspired with WHO to make vast profits from fake hysteria. And he went on to say it's also a dangerous vaccine. Very, very powerful. Also, there's several big mainstream media reports on more university studies of how deadly cell phones are. And I use them. You get addicted to them, the ease, the convenience, the fact that I can do business calls and important research as I drive home and drive to work. I try to use hands-free most of the time, but always step on it or sit on it or break it, and then it takes me months to go out and get one. The point is, people say, well, is a hands-free safe? Yes, that's a radio connection. That's not affecting you. That's, you know, what one billionth or something? I mean, I've had radio experts on the equivalent of sunlight on your skin, the amount of radiation hitting you. But a microwave-powered cell phone, baby, that is dangerous and even heats the brain. But point is, got reports on that. Also, airport body scanning raises radiation exposure, committee says. That's from Bloomberg. Of course, we told you years ago these body scanners are dangerous. Being vindicated and verified and bona fide there as usual. Now, on another big subject, the climate gate fraud, you may think we've beaten Copenhagen, but the globalists are simply going to regional governments around the world, state governments, locales, the central banks that run this scam that are set to be paid the tax money and currently are by many nations in Europe and Canada and Australia. They are coming in and buying off your local city councils, saying, oh, you want all these loans? Oh, you want all this money? Oh, you want your wife to get a job or your husband or your cousin or your son or daughter? It's the same thing with the NAFTA superhighways. They just buy off the local officials. Most mayors that vote for the toll roads to take over existing roads, if you go research them in city council people, in every case, their son, daughter, wife, or cousin is given some $100,000, $300,000, $400,000 job sitting on their fat butt for the toll road companies. It's just wide open corruption. They all need to be arrested. But they just do it out in the open. So sick of it. Anyways, I'm ranting here. The point is, yes, we have wounded them. But if you're in a sword fight with somebody and you hack into their arm and blood starts spraying out, that's when they're most dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Now they know this is life and death. And they're going to reach down and find their good old boy guts in the New World Order and come at us in ways we can't even imagine. So you better be on guard right now, because they are coming for you. They are slashing for your throat. They are slashing for your arms and legs and your gut. And you better get fired up. So many times in a fight, I've experienced this. I know you've experienced this in life. A lot of people, a lot of bullies will sit there, and we're not the bully here. We're fighting the bully. But this psychology works both ways. When somebody starts a fight with you and you land a big blow and stun them, if you wait a few seconds just to see what your blow's done, you're about to get your butt kicked, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you win the fight by piling on. When you punch somebody in the nose and break their nose, and they're a big guy who started the fight with you, you don't quit. Now you punch them in the throat. You punch them in the teeth. You grab their head. If they keep coming, you slam it in the concrete. You get the job done. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the same thing in this political fight against the New World Order. They want to physically come in with their environmental cultists, their environmental control freaks, and suck everything out of you. Period. Your farms, your ranches, your businesses, your factories, everything. They are parasites. They are bloodsuckers. Look out. Okay? Just because we broke the New World Order's nose, and believe me, we did, we've only got them hopping mad right now. But we've also shown our people that this enemy is not invincible. They're flesh and blood, just like us. They put their pants on one leg at a time. Now, we are routing them further, though, but we need to absolutely devastate them, and we are. It looks like we may devastate them. It looks like they've still got their people in place at the county, city, state, federal level. They still have the bureaucracies worldwide moving against free humanity. But when I tell you on a daily basis, new scandals come out, it's multi times per day. C-level blunder enrages Dutch minister. This is Radio Netherlands, the official national radio. Their government went out and lied to people and said that the country was going to be flooded and put out statistics that are complete lies, and this has now been proven. And in fact, I thought I printed this article, guys. I only have the cover sheet on Radio Netherlands. Watson has a link to it on Prison Planet. Can you guys print this for me? But they came out and said that 40%+ of the country is below sea level and is going to flood. And it turns out, going from memory here from a few hours ago researching this, that only 22% is below sea level. And that's the reclaimed areas with the Dutch dikes. Just like they say, the Himalayas are all going to melt, and it turns out that's a fraud. Here's another one. Detectives question climate change scientist over email leaks, The Guardian. And this time, they're not just there questioning about who stole them and released them. They're questioning the fraudulent scientists themselves, and they're now under criminal investigation in the emails for colluding with government officials to suppress the fraudulent data. Remember, they never released their data. And the media keeps saying, well, we've got other peer-reviewed journals. No, those are all based on other fraud. Turns out the Himalayan data was based on a mountaineering student's photography book claiming that they'd seen snow dissipate, in the summer. They'll aim a camera at a mountain and show it to you in the summer next to a photo from the winter a year before and say, look, most of the snow melted. Al Gore's now in trouble, as people point out, that he said five polar bears died, five polar bears drowned. And what happened is a North Atlantic typhoon hit and killed them. Their numbers are actually way up. See, that's how they spin it. Oh, look, some polar bears drowned. In a North Atlantic typhoon, 180-mile-an-hour winds, That's in the news today. The Express reports, Prince Charles on climate change says global warming skeptics are liars. And then Pachauri talked to the Times of London. And I forgot to print this. Will you guys print it for me? He talked to him and he said, oh, the people that don't believe in man-made global warming, they think asbestos is good and they, quote, want to rub their faces in it. What does that even have to, it's just totally made up. It's like Al Gore saying you don't believe in moon landings. If you say that the science isn't settled. It doesn't stop there. India forms new climate change body. Indian government establishes its own body to monitor the effects of global warming because it, quote, cannot rely on the United Nations because they're a bunch of liars.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Level blunder enrages Dutch minister. Radio Netherlands. A United Nations report wrongly claimed that more than half of the Netherlands, more than half, is currently below sea level. In fact, just 20% of the country consists of polders that are pumped dry and which are at risk of flooding if global warming causes sea levels to rise. And those are man-made, by the way. They've reclaimed the sea. Dutch Environment Minister Jacqueline Kramer has ordered a thorough investigation into the quality of the climate reports, which she uses to base her policies on. It's all lies. They said that the glaciers in the Himalayan mountains, the roof of the world, were all melting, and within just a decade would be completely melted. And then now they've gone to actual universities in that region, India, Kashmir, Pakistan, China, Tibet, and it turns out they've got record glaciers forming. Just complete lies. It was based on a undergraduate study, photography study. Just totally made up. Just totally, completely made up. But every UN report is a complete fantasy land fraud. They said in the 60s, we were going to have a complete ice age by the 80s. They're playing the public because the public is looking at things day to day. And thinks, well, it is hot this summer. Boy, it's cold this winter. Must be an ice age. Must be a global heating. I mean, I've seen Bill Maher and just all of them show video of a dust storm in Australia when half the country is basically a desert. And he went on TV and said, look at this dust storm. This is like the end of the world. This is global warming. And then I already knew from reading about Australia, I've always been interested in it, I've never been there, that the country has giant dust storms every year, ever since they put Westerners there as a penal colony to observe it. And then Bill Maher in the same program, and I've seen it duplicated everywhere, said, look at the fires in Los Angeles. It's global warming. No, it's 10 million people in the metro area with a bunch of crazy arsonists that run around into the rich neighborhoods through jealousy, and set fires everywhere. That's what's doing it. That area of Southern California has always been high desert. It's high desert. There's cactuses growing everywhere. Of course, if you move 10 million people into a high desert and have a bunch of arsonists running around and people throwing cigarettes out of their cars and campfires and illegal alien camps everywhere. That's where a lot of the fires have been confirmed to come from. You're going to have fires during the hot, dry time in the summer when you got 30-mile-an-hour winds or more. But no, it's global warming because Bill Maher says so. But look at this comical response. IPCC boss, after Greenpeace demanded his resignation, becomes unhinged. Headline, IPCC boss unhinged as Greenpeace demands resignation. Green hypocrite Pachauri says critics apply asbestos to their faces. That's as nonsensical as his fake reports. With the pressure on IPCC boss Pachauri increasing as the head of Greenpeace calls for his resignation, one of the most notorious green con artists is showing signs of cracking up, comparing his critics to an imaginary group of people who like to rub asbestos on their faces. Pachauri has become one of the primary targets following the ClimateGate revelations, and his reputation was further demolished last week when it was revealed that he is a total hypocrite when it comes to green credentials he thinks everyone should embrace. For the one-mile journey from his $7 million home to his Delhi office, Pachauri doesn't walk, cycle, or use public transport or hybrid low-energy vehicles. He employs a driver to collect him for the one with a 1.8-liter Toyota Corolla. Dr. Pachauri, who is IPCC chairman, once told people to eat less meat and cut greenhouse gas emissions, was driven to an upmarket restaurant popular with expatriates and well-off tourists just half a mile from his luxurious family home, reports the Daily Mail. But it's Pachauri's involvement in what has been dubbed Glaciergate that has led to calls for his resignation. A mantra joined today by Greenpeace, whose director John Sauvin said that Pachauri's refusal to step down has tarnished the credibility of the IPCC. Then we'll get into his bizarre asbestos comments straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I
haven't even gotten into who Lord Obama has chosen to head up his Council of Governors, his puppet governor, so he can act like he's not taking over the states. His puppet dictator lapdogs. And now he picked the terrorism chief from Governor Nixon, the author of the Mayak Report, the person that put out, regurgitated the federal report demonizing returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians in the fetters, and others as the number one enemy of America. That is coming up. But back to the green hypocrite Pachauri in deep trouble. And stay there, Pachauri. Don't resign, you arrogant creature, you Nobel Prize winner with Al Gore. But it's Pachauri's involvement in what has been dubbed Glaciergate that has led to calls for his resignation. A mantra joined today by Greenpeace. The IPCC needs to retain credibility. See, this is a desperate measure by these people. Is that going to happen with Pachauri as chairman? I don't think so. We need someone, this is the head of Greenpeace, held in high regard, who has extremely good judgment and is seen by the global public as someone on their side. IPCC boss then continued with his propaganda. Pressure increased on Pachauri after it was revealed that the IPCC claim that the Himalayan glaciers could melt by 2035 was based on a speculative whim and was not backed by any formal research. The notion that glaciers could melt within 25 years, one of the reports says 10. Well, Gore says within 5 the poles are going to melt, has since been ridiculed. Pachauri's obstinate refusal to quit under the weight of condemnation from his own peers is seemingly having an effect on the former railway engineer's mental stability. Responding to critics in the Financial Times interview, Pachauri says man-made global warming skeptics are, quote, people who say that asbestos is as good as talcum powder. Just totally made up. Expanding on the ludicrous theme, Pachauri expressed his hope that such people apply it to their faces every day. No, we're talking about carbon dioxide, bub, not asbestos. Accompanying his reactionary and immature way of handling criticism is Pachauri's blind self-delusion that he has done no wrong. And he went on from there. This is the guy who just got millions of dollars with a steel mill he owns in India. The British government paid to have the oldest and one of the largest steel mills in England shut down, one of the biggest employers in that area, and moved to India. So they don't just take your jobs, they pay to move them. Kind of like General Motors of the $25 billion plus they got of the $50 billion bailout total to the automakers. Ford didn't take it, only one turning a profit. They took the money and moved the factories to Russia, Eastern Europe, China, and Brazil. On record. Don't believe me, just Google the term GM uses bailout money to move to Brazil or China or Eastern Europe. There's a bunch of articles on that. Same thing here. It's deindustrialization, as the head climatologist for NASA said. We want to destroy industrial society. He wrote a book saying it. Published it last year. If you go to a smart growth conference or you go to a UN conference or you read the transcripts, it's like a bunch of parrots in a tree or ducks quacking the same thing. Shut down industrial society. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down in the third world. A death sentence. Meanwhile, 20% of the Netherlands is reclaimed sea with the dikes. But the UN report says 50%+ is under sea level and will flood. A complete lie. The Dutch government going crazy. Outraged. Sea level blunder enrages the head Dutch minister over the environment because they look like absolute idiots now. And they want to salvage their takeover. So when these people come into your city, your state, your town, and try to circumvent the Congress that won't pass this takeover and this fraudulent treaty, remember, it's illegal and based on fraud. But it doesn't matter. Prince Charles tells the press, and this is out of the Express newspaper, Prince Charles on climate change, global warming skeptics are all liars. That's a quote. We're all liars. We're the liars. Yes. Prince Charles rejected mounting evidence that climate change is a myth and insisted there is overwhelming proof of global warming today. In his first response to the furor over claims that scientists have covered up research casting doubt on the greenhouse effect, Prince Charles voiced his dismay and alarm at those who question the science behind climate change. The heir to the throne raised the controversy in a speech at Manchester, where he launched a new initiative called START to provide the public with advice on how to lead more environmentally sustainable lives. It means paying more money, more taxes. Charles, the big fat parasite, who has campaigned on global warming for more than 20 years, said, I have watched with growing dismay and alarm the glee. Yes, that we're not your slaves, yes. The glee with which the skeptics, you mean the scientists, have leapt upon the recent news stories that question the science, no, that show that it's a premeditated fraud, that climate change is man-made and suggested it's nothing more than a myth. Well, if it is a myth, this is him talking, well, if it is a myth and the global scientific community is involved in some sort of conspiracy, why is it then that around the globe sea levels are more than 6 inches higher than they were 100 years ago. This isn't opinion. This is a fact. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm quoting the prince, and ladies and gentlemen, please be in no doubt that the evidence of long-term and potentially irreversible changes to our world is utterly overwhelming. Charles spoke after arriving at the Manchester by royal train, pulled by a coal-fired steam locomotive. One trip of the train cost more than £1 million. Charles spoke after arriving in Manchester by royal train, pulled by coal-fired steam locomotive. Oh, dreadful! The plants will love the carbon dioxide that spews from the maw of the train coal car. Charles spoke after arriving in Manchester by royal train, pulled by a coal-fired steam locomotive named the Tornado, which was built from a 1948 design. He continued, if the change is a myth, why are the sea levels at more than 6 inches above? And it continues, folks, I have gone and looked at sea level metering rates from San Francisco, randomly. Remember a month ago on air? I've looked at the sea levels in other major cities. And the sea level is lower than it was, and these are meters that have been recorded every day at these ports, than it was 200 years ago. In some areas, it is an inch or so higher than it was 100 years ago, but it goes up and down. Certainly not 6 inches, like he says. I mean, don't believe me. Go look at not some fake UN report. Go actually to ports. In fact, guys, you did that last time, and it took you to the major port there in San Francisco. And then we also looked at the different government numbers, and it was all identical. And it was a graph going back to the 1840s in San Francisco when they started really scientifically measuring it. Because I want to make, I know that levels are overall down from then, but I want to have it in front of me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just all fraud. Sorry, Charles. People aren't listening to you anymore, and your eugenicist father who wants to cut off resources to the people of the planet. And here is the London Telegraph today. India forms new climate change body. The Indian government has established its own body to monitor the effects of global warming because it, quote, cannot rely, oh dear me, on the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the group headed by its own leading scientist, Dr. R.K. Pachauri. What, do you have a peer-reviewed journal that we dunk our heads in asbestos daily? Pachauri. The move is a significant snub to both the IPCC and Dr. Pachauri as he battles to defend his reputation following revelations that his most recent climate change report included false claims that most of the Himalayan glaciers would melt away. Scientists believe it could take more than 300 years, even with the fake data. The body and its chairman have faced growing criticism ever since as questions have been raised on the credibility of their work and the rigor with which climate change claims are assessed. And it says the government is angry with Pachauri. Here's another one from CBS3. Cash-strapped states feeling burden of snow. Government budgets are bigger than ever, but they just can't clean the snow up. Government just can't do anything. Can't fill potholes, can't clean up snow, but can pay all your tax money to bankers, though. They can do that. Oh, yes, there's no problem with that. Another winter storm on another weekend could be bad news for your wallet. Oh, yes, it's flooding here in Central Texas and very cold, but, oh, it's warming. For the second week in a row, Del Dot plow drivers spent the day Thursday going over their trucks, getting ready for Saturday snowfall. And it just talks about the record snowfall is busting their budgets. Of their $4.3 million budget in one city, only $431,000 remains. What are they going to do because of all the global warming causing all the snow? And now the UN says, oh yes, more snow means global warming. They kind of built that fraud into the day after tomorrow, where global warming means freezing. See, they hedge their bets going, well, we have no idea if it's going to get hotter or colder, so let's hedge our bets. Meanwhile, real environmental issues like frequency pollution. Here's GQ Magazine. Warning, your cell phone may be hazardous to your health. They have a cell phone next to a pack of Marlboro Reds. Charlie Sheen's favorite cigarette. Smoke a pack of those with him, you get one hell of a headache, man. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. But that doesn't matter. The cell phones, the naked body scanners, now they want X-ray machines in because they're afraid of breast implant bombs. I'm not kidding. Toyota chief apologizes for global recall. Don't worry about new SmartStack corn from Monsanto to replace all their major corn crops to be the majority by next year, already being planted nationwide, that has 8 genetic traits stacked, 6 of them pesticide that's grown in the corn, so 6 different species of bug can't eat it. But you gonna eat it. But that doesn't matter, because Prince Charles and Pachari are warning us of the glaciers melting and us drowning. Oh, dear me. You can put all the cell phone towers you want on top of first grade classes. You can drink the sodium fluoride. You can enjoy the dioxin in the water. You can enjoy the Agent Orange, the depleted uranium. You can enjoy the nanotech. You can enjoy the cross-species chimeras. You can enjoy mercury-laced vaccines. But don't you dare put out carbon dioxide. The rabble needs to be restricted to one child. But the colleague Ted Turner has 5. All right, I'm going to stop the British accent. But don't worry, the government's going to keep you very, very, very safe from Toyota. My gosh, there might have been more than 50 people with a rare computer malfunction where it sticks for a few seconds. Oh, don't worry, the feds are going after them. The feds will protect you from Toyota and their evil Prius. But when it comes out, melamine is in over 90% of the baby formula, liquid plastic that destroys the liver and kidneys and creates plaques in the brain and plaques in your arteries. Are dying in China. People are getting sick everywhere, and they just tell the American Medical Association, don't worry, melamine's not a problem. Don't even look at it in diagnoses of why a 3-year-old's got kidney failure. And they say, melamine is now good for you, just like mercury now is. But, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? 50-something people say that for a few seconds their accelerator got stuck. And, yeah, that's dangerous and not a good thing, but Toyota didn't do it on purpose. But there's endless talk in every talk show and every newspaper, just endless. And Toyota's losing $300 million a week and on and on and on and on. Meanwhile, I had a Tahoe that they couldn't fix 10 years ago. Whose accelerator would stick. I was in Colorado driving around a mountain road, and the accelerator stuck. Ooh, that was not fun. Oh, my goodness. I mean, these machines aren't perfect, ladies and gentlemen. But see, something that is minute, minuscule, microscopic, compared to over 150 deadly chemicals on average, added by design to the water. That is not a problem. Just thought I would illustrate that today. Okay, when we come back, the big top story today, I only spend 5 minutes on it, and then after Damon Vickers leaves us on the economy, when Bob Chapman gets on, I'll bring this up to him, and we'll flesh it out with him and get more into the economy. But Obama picks his new government advisors from the states. Yes, Obama picks MIAC report governor to serve on Advisory Council for Defense and National Security Issues, Council of Governors. And guess who's over Homeland Security advisory role to the feds? Guess who's over that? Oh, well, I will tell you. Governor Nixon, who ordered the federal report put out to the state police. Then, of course, it turned out every state was getting similar reports written by the feds, and we got the federal master report saying the government is circling the wagons against gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, and anti-abortion peaceful activists.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, back Sunday 4 to 6 Central. We are here live. We have a surprise guest in the last hour in studio on Sunday. I'll just leave it at that for you, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up at 8 after, when we start the second segment, we're going to be simulcasting for 3 hours and I guess right at 2 hours and 58 minutes or so 2 hours and 52 minutes. My God, what's wrong with my brain? At prisonplanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. So that is coming up. Again, starting the second segment next hour for the balance of the second, third, and fourth hour. We will be simulcasting this syndicated radio broadcast in living color at prisonplanet.tv. So tune into the TV show if you're interested at prisonplanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day. It is $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at prisonplanet.tv. All of my films in super high quality, download them, burn them to disk, give them to people. The live TV show, the archives of the live TV show, a higher quality bitrate podcast for prisonplanet.tv members. By next week, we're going to add four members, a 64 kilobit link. It's 32 for everybody for free at Infowars.com. We'll have something with basically double the quality, or right at double the quality, for everybody at prisonplanet.tv. And, of course, my book, Paul Watson's book. You see my films when they just come out first there in the highest online quality. Prisonplanet.tv. And archives of the TV show as well. We're going to be adding a lot of new features in the next few weeks to prisonplanet.tv, but I will leave that unnamed until then. We've also been adding a lot of new books and videos to the site, and it's now up on the Yahoo shopping cart at Infowars.com. We are going to have the book first, American Conspiracies, Lies, Lies, and More Lies the Government Tells You, by Jesse Ventura. They are shipping me the books in about a week, but I have to sit on top of them. But I'm allowed to ship them out to you in early March on March 8th. And you're not going to be able to get a better deal on the book anywhere, because we're discounting it by $5. The book's $24.95. We're selling it for $19.95. And it's a great book, by the way. I've just got my two copies in. Incredible info, covers a wide range of issues, and Ventura's unique voice. He wrote it while he was down in Mexico. You can get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, the 90-minute documentary I made, free. You can get Loose Change Final Cut, free. You can get Fall of the Republic, half price. But we have two different free video deals where you get the book discounted by $5 and a $19.95 free video. Free. So you get a book and a video for $19.95. The free deal at Infowars.com. And you know how time flies. These will be shipped out to you in early March. Before you know it, it'll be in the mail. So if you want to get Ventura's book first, delivered to your door, order it today at Infowars.com. Pre-order and get the free DVD of your choice, or Fall of the Republic, half price. And let's say you know all about the New World Order. Buy the book and give it to friends or family, and get the free DVD, watch it for yourself, and then make copies of it and give it to folks. This is how we're waking people up. People are ready to be awakened, as the bankruptcy of the United States is now a certainty by design. All right, I'll get into the governors for 5 minutes and the takeover there. Then we got Damon Vickers coming up on the economy, and boy, is that important news. And your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with us, second hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.